Coach Corey Wayne, and this is my video coaching newsletter. And the topic of this video newsletter is going to be being direct to get the boomerang lay. In other words, in your travels, meeting and dating women, you're going to come across women that are more than likely either already involved or kind of involved with, or maybe have an ex-boyfriend or guy that they really want in the background that maybe sometimes things are going well with and sometimes things are not. Or maybe you started dating a great girl and you know you did everything right for the first 2 or 3 weeks that you were dating, and all of a sudden she went cold, she was busy, she never seemed to want to spend time with you, and then you find out that she's actually dating some other dude. And the key with these situations is, and what I coach all of my clients to do, is to never close the door on anybody. In other words, never burn the bridge. Never slam a door on someone. Always, if things don't work out or she chooses another guy over you, you got to keep in mind, just like the I say in my book, and what the title of my book is, only 3% of the guys out there get it. And so if you're dating a girl and she all of a sudden blows you off for some other guy that she's known a little bit longer, or maybe she was already emotionally invested in him before she even met you or knew who you were, and she, after having some great romantic evenings with you, all of a sudden decides to get back together with the ex-boyfriend or get serious with some other guy instead of you, just because she simply had more time with him and was more emotionally invested in having something with him, what basically happens is, by leaving the door open and just saying something simple like, hey, if it doesn't work out, give me a call. And you just leave it at that. Because if you're a guy that's busy and you're meeting lots of beautiful women and dating lots of women that you like, and every week you're meeting somebody new, it's like if a chick is flaky or she can't ever seem to open up her schedule for you, just say, hey, you know, if you try to schedule 2 dates with her and she just each time can't do it or won't do it, you just say, hey, you know, give me a call when you're free or shoot me a text when you're free, and leave it at that and walk away. And if she keeps in touch with you, then keep in touch with her, but you got to remember, you got to reciprocate slowly, because a lot of women, what they'll do is they'll keep 3 or 4 guys in the background, even when they have a steady boyfriend, because deep down they know that it's probably not the guy that they're with, it's probably not the guy they're going to marry, and that's why they keep these guys in the background. So if it doesn't work out with him, then she can instantly start dating around with some other guys that she likes and has a connection with. And so the key is not to get hung up on these women while you're hoping that they break up with their boyfriend and then eventually call you. The key is to move on with your life, and if she contacts you, you respond to it, you know, either a few hours later or if it's after 7 o'clock at night, respond the next day. Why? Because if you're busy and you're successful with women, after 7 o'clock you're either going to be getting ready for a date or you're going to be on a date with someone. And if you got a girl who's blowing up your phone, or several women blowing up your phone going, I miss you, I can't wait to see you, it's like you're not going to care or even think about the girl that's busy or can't ever seem to make time in her schedule, because you're trying to decide which girl you want to go out with tonight. Because you got 2 or 3 of them, then all 3 of them want to fuck your brains out, so you know you're going to get laid. So it's like you don't care about the other one, and you're only going to spend your time and respond to women who communicate that they have the same high level of interest in you that you do in her. And so I've got an email here from a coaching client of mine that I've been coaching for a while, and you may have read some of the previous emails where he's talked about this girl that's a model. And basically what I can tell happened is everything, he went out and had a great day with her, they were making out, she was all over him. And she happens to live a couple hours away in the town where his family lives. And so he can only see her maybe once a month or when she's back there. And it's, you know, we've discovered over time through texting and other things that she sent him that she's actually dating some other guy. And obviously they got serious. I say, hey, it's no big deal, because the bottom line is 3 out of 100 guys get it with women. They understand women and can get the women they want and maintain relationships, healthy relationships with them as long as they want to. And so look at it this way. Bottom line is, even if a chick chooses some other guy over you, 9 times out of 10, he's going to fuck it up. And so if you leave the door open, maybe a month from now or 6 months from now or 3 months from now, she'll call you out of the blue and say, hey, how are you? I was thinking about you. And act like, you know, oh, I've just been busy and now I'm getting around to it. What's really happened is things weren't working out with the other guy, and now she's looking to line up his replacement. But you got to keep in mind about this, because she may get all hot and heavy, and then he'll try to get her back. Maybe she'll think, oh, okay, well, I'll give him another chance. And then all of a sudden she goes cold on you again. And so that's why you can't get bent out of shape or upset upset or pissed off at her about it. So I'm going to read you his email. He says, "The model chick texted me like you said she would, and she was laying it on thick, saying she wanted to come to see me. I told her to let me know when she has time, and I will set something up. Anyways, to make a long story short, she asked me if I would be interested in going camping with one caveat. Her kid was going to go, so I jokingly replied, 'Hell no, I don't want to go.' And then he replied, 'LOL, just kidding. That would be really cool. I don't mind if you don't mind.' So she replied saying, 'No, babe, I don't mind.' And that's just how they talk. He says things to her. He's like, 'Sweetie, baby, honey.' I mean, that's how I talk to all my girlfriends. 'Honey, I love you.' We throw these words around all the time. It's just because there's no barriers between us. It's, you know, girls say this to their friends all the time. And so when you can talk to them and communicate with them on that level and be sweet to them and know how to talk sweet to them, they'll always be sweet to you, and it'll be easy and be fun. Love is playful. It's never fucking serious." So he texts back, she texts, "How was your day?" And so what I can basically tell from his email is that, and I've shared this with him in our coaching sessions, is he needs to be direct. Because if you'll notice here, like, she texted back, she texted him, and then he texted her back, "My heart goes pitter-patter when I get a text from you," with a smiley face. And then she says, "Do you really?" And he says, I never responded after that. I mean, on one hand, that leaves her hanging, but on the other hand, it doesn't keep the conversation going. And so the key is "Do you really?" question mark. And then, depending on the time, if it's 3:00 in the afternoon, you know, I may text her back 2 or 3 hours later, but always before 7 or 8 o'clock. And then if she texts me back after that, then I'm usually not going to respond because I'm out the door on a date. And that's what you want to present as. Even if you have nothing going on in your life and you have no friends, you have no chicks that you're dating, you want to act as if you do. How would you be? How would you show up? How would you be busy? How would you be if you were busy? What would that look like? How long would it take for you to return calls or return emails or return texts to people? If you had women calling you all the time and wanting to schedule dates, and so you're trying to decide who to go out on dates with and who not to. And you're really, if you got lots of women calling you, it's like, you're not going to be texting women that are off with other guys. It's like, hey, you want to get together or not? That's what you want to know. And so by being direct, when a woman contacts you, like I talk about in the book, whether she emails you or she texts you or she gives you a call, the phone, texting, email, all of this stuff is to set up appointments, not to give out information and not to sit there and banter back and forth 100 frickin' times with somebody. And so what I would have done differently with this girl is when she brings up getting together and doing something, I would have said, "Hey, great, when are you free? Send her that text back, wait till she responds, 'Oh, I'm free, blah, blah, blah.' Great, let's," and then make definite plans. "How about we get together on Tuesday, or I'll pick you up Tuesday night, 8:00, or whatever, or I'll see you Saturday if it happens to be on a weekend." The key is to be direct, because what happens is you've got incoming from this hot model. And you, on one hand, you're communicating, obviously, that you're busy and you're doing other things and you're probably with other chicks because she's, you know, she kind of flaked out. But the other thing is that can improve your chances is you got to strike while the iron's hot. And so she's ready to hook up now. And so not only is she texting you, but she's probably texting 2 or 3 other guys that she likes. And, you know, if these guys happen to be a little more direct, they'll get the date. And so the key is, like I said, you want to strike while the iron's hot and not just keep pushing her off or just stop responding to her text. It's like, if she texts you, then you respond to it. And like I said, it's either you respond to it that day or you respond to it the next morning if it's after 7 or 8 o'clock at night when you're hearing from her.